النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about this dialogue of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. His Eminence is talking about absolute free will and compulsion. What's really interesting is that this discussion is so long because these are very intricate subjects. And if they're not dealt with appropriately and in the proper depth with all the various variables, such as the divinely appointed Imam has done, these are very confusing subjects, and there are subjects in which a person can be led astray. So we finally reached this point where compulsion has been spoken about, and the divinely appointed Imam is talking about free will. Now, when talking about the repercussions of the concept of absolute free will, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he brings up two repercussions or two end results of the idea of absolute free will. The first one being that the people have defeated Allah and they have forced Allah, willingly or unwillingly, to accept their choices. And so what happens here is that because an individual has complete free will, meaning they are able to do whatever they want, then Allah has become defeated. Allah cannot, punish an individual. Allah has no control, has no power over anything. And what this does is this shows that Allah is weak and Allah is not able to authorize and to implement His command and His authority. And in reality, this idea of complete free will, that Allah has no power and Allah is not able to control anything, or Allah is not in the position to be able to make something wajib, which is mandatory, or make something haram, which is prohibited. All of this kind of goes, into air, because of course Allah has to have that power for Him to make something wajib, and He has to have the power and authority to make something haram. Yes, He does not force us in absolute compulsion to do these things. We do these things out of our own free will, but our own free will is within this framework of the overall power and the commandments and the authority of the Almighty Allah. Again, these are quite profound ideas and concepts that really need to be talked about, more in order to be able to understand. But in the end, we do understand that it is not absolute compulsion, neither it is absolute free will. But as the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and Imam Hadi alayhi as-salam have taught us, it is a matter between the two matters. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi as-salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.